Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the In Case You Miss It series for the Line Life Podcast. For our most recent In Case You Miss It series, we jumped forward to include some of the timely IEEE PES T&D coverage. For this episode, we're now rewinding back to January 2026, which had a lot of interesting articles that we'll be featuring in our In Case You Miss It series. One of those articles was about something that line workers are very familiar with, which is drones. I know a lot of you have heard a lot about drones, and some of you may already be using them in your service territories to inspect your power lines following storms or provide a bird's eye view of your infrastructure. When I was at the International Lineman's Rodeo Conference, I met Mike Starner of NECA, who said that he'd like to write an article for us about drones, and this article appeared in T&D World magazine. The title of this article is Safeguarding Human Flight Amid Drone Expansion. This article was written by Mike Starner and Heather Moran, and it's narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. Safeguarding Human Flight Amid Drone Expansion. The FAA's proposed regulations grant unmanned aircraft access to the same airspace occupied by helicopters used in line work. The wire environment is a workplace few see up close. Utility helicopters operate in these corridors every day, performing a wide array of activity, including construction, maintenance, and inspection tasks. For line workers and pilots, working inside the wires means constant vigilance, decisive teamwork, and reliance on experience and skilled flying. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, proposed docket FAA 2025-1908 marks a new chapter for these corridors. Parts 108 and 146 introduce rules for routine drone access, granting unmanned aircraft a significant presence in shielded airspace, the same space traditionally occupied by helicopters engaged in line work. The intent is to create modernization and efficiency, but for those who work on the lines, the biggest question is how these changes will impact daily operations and safety. Protecting shielded airspace. A single day on a transmission corridor highlights the risks. Helicopter pilots hover close to lines, sometimes with line workers positioned on long lines or working directly from the skid of the aircraft. Even minor distractions, small objects, birds, or shifted wind can pose immediate danger. The addition of unmanned aircraft in these spaces, especially under assumptions that shielded areas are low risk, raises new concerns for avoidance, coordination, and worker safety. Shielded zones may look empty on a map, but they're busy with activity, loading and unloading, tool drops, hardware installation, and maneuvers that require a clear and distraction-free space around the helicopter. For these missions, right-of-way is not an abstract concept, but a practical necessity to ensure safe flight and personal safety. Ensuring right-of-way safety. A key element of the FAA's new proposal is a shift in right-of-way rules within shielded areas. Traditionally, aviation rules have prioritized the safety of manned aircraft, particularly those with limited maneuverability and high-risk missions. Utility helicopters carrying external loads or supporting line crews have almost no ability to quickly evade obstacles, making clear right-of-way vital. The proposal to give drones right-of-way in these corridors means more than changing airspace charts. It affects real people suspended above the ground. While automation and digital notification systems are promising, they cannot replace the need for visible, immediate awareness and human judgment in dynamic, risk-filled environments. In moments of confusion or surprise, technology alone is not enough. Focusing on communication and coordination. Most helicopter operations currently rely on direct coordination, radio calls, visual checks, pre-mission briefings, and situational awareness built on decades of best practice. Integrating digital protocols with these tried and true methods is an ongoing challenge, and effective safety will depend on systems that immediately clear drones from corridors in use by manned aircraft. Technology like geofencing, automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, and real-time coordination tools could form part of the solution, but only if designed to support on-the-ground realities. The goal is not resistance to progress, but pragmatic, layered communication that keeps the workplace above the wires as safe as possible. Recognizing the risks. Risk models for shielded drone operations often overlook the persistent, unpredictable hazards line crews manage daily. The margin for error is slim, and every uncoordinated intrusion into active work zones is a serious concern. Aviation safety history is filled with incidents where obstacles, unexpected activity, or a gap in communication led to injury or loss. For policy to protect line workers and helicopter crews, it must begin with deep respect for practical experience and the lessons learned from decades of utility aviation. Rules and technology both work best when they empower, rather than bypass, the expertise and teamwork of those maintaining essential infrastructure. The future of utility aviation is not about resisting change, but rather shaping modernization to ensure safety is a top priority. Right-of-way, rapid communication, and robust deconfliction tools remain the cornerstones of every safe operation. When policymakers and technology developers prioritize human presence and risk, innovation and tradition can move forward together. Reviewing the timeline. One of the greatest challenges as a drone operator in the United States is regulatory uncertainty. In the civil commercial sector, drones are relatively new to the airspace. In 2012, Congress passed the FAA Modernization and Reform Act, which set the initial framework for FAA drone rulemaking. From 2012 to 2016, the FAA began planning and designating test sites to study operations, detect and avoid, command and control, and other integration challenges. This roadmap guided development of performance standards and identified technical gaps. Operation and certification of small unmanned aircraft systems, Part 107, was finalized in 2016. This created a clear, scalable regulatory path for routine civil and commercial operations of drones less than 55 pounds. The rule included remote pilot certificate, visual line of sight limits, altitude and speed ceilings, daylight operations, and a process to request waivers for operations outside standard limits. In 2017, UAS Integration Pilot Program launched, IPP. IPP paired state and local governments with industry to safety test higher risk operations in real communities, night flights over people, beyond visual line of sight, and package delivery. IPP concluded in 2020 and was replaced with Beyond to continue addressing integration challenges. Going beyond the rules. The FAA has actively been working towards Parts 108 and 146 rulemaking since 2017. All the while, drone technology has evolved at an extremely quick pace. These technological advancements will allow for the necessary safety measures to be put in place for shared airspace. Drones can now be equipped with multi-directional sensors for obstacle avoidance, LiDAR, and AI to avoid dynamic obstacles with GS and ADS-B to deconflict with manned aircraft in the area. The next hurdle is getting the framework and rulemaking right the first time. It's more than technology that needs to be implemented. Just like any well-run team, communication is key. Leaning into our options for communication and providing a standardized framework to increase safety is top priority. UAS, traffic management systems, ADS-B, incapable drones, geofencing during low-altitude helicopter flights, and continued use of LAANC with NOTAMS and TFRs can bridge this communication gap, making the case for expanded drone operations. Traditional inspection methods force workers into hazardous environments. Drones significantly decrease this risk. What do parts 108 and 146 mean to drone operators and infrastructure? It's a step in the right direction to allow those who are equipped with the right technology, experience, and knowledge to advance the industry. It allows one individual with one drone to perform around 80 miles of routine linear patrol and inspection on transmission and distribution lines in one day. Conduct post-storm damage assessment quicker and more efficiently than ever before. Scan infrastructure to see beyond the human eye with LiDAR and infrared for many miles at a time. According to the June 30, 2025 report by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Office of the Inspector General, the FAA has issued 190 waivers, specifically for Beyond Visual Line of Sight, or BVLOS, operations as of October 2024. AUVSI reports more than 657 active BVLOS waivers requiring detailed risk mitigation procedures, redundant communication navigation systems, and proven detect and avoid capabilities. The successful implementation of these operations with no major safety incidents reported under FAA-approved BVLOS waivers demonstrates that BVLOS can be conducted safely when supported by modern technologies. Just as there are many different types of helicopter pilots, the same can be said for drone operators. When looking to the future of these new FAA rules, every scenario needs to be explored to ensure safety is our number one priority. The general right-of-way rules for manned aircraft currently give priority to those with the least amount of maneuverability. Even in shielded operations, this needs to stay a priority. The implementation of future regulations, specifically Part 108 and 146, represents a crucial step for infrastructure inspection, enabling a single operator to perform complex tasks like linear patrol and post-storm damage assessment far more efficiently and safely than traditional methods. These regulations must have a standardized form of communication between drone operators and manned aircraft. We have the technology and the roadmap, and now we need implementation to allow for safe, shared airspace. Listening to those already in this airspace will be crucial to safe implementation, specifically in shielded areas. BVLOS can greenlight a new era of safer, more efficient, and more reliable infrastructure management for all. Considering one corridor's future, two perspectives. As airspace policy evolves, the voices of those working inside the wires and those flying above it must unite in shaping the future. Shared airspace is possible and necessary, but technology and policy must serve, not supplant, the human factor. When the next outage strikes, the next inspection is due, or the next drone mission launches, the focus must remain on safety, collaboration, and respect for whoever is inside the wires. Moving forward, a culture of proactive communication must be built with regular dialogue between drone operators, helicopter crews, regulators, and utility safety professionals. Mutual understanding, ongoing training, and continuous engagement in the development of standards will empower all parties to anticipate risks and respond rapidly when the unexpected occurs. The corridor above our power lines is not just a workspace. It's a place where innovation and expertise intersect for the public good. By fostering the spirit of partnership, we can ensure that progress in technology fully supports, rather than compromises, the essential work that keeps our communities connected and safe. Mike Starner, CUSP, CHSD, and CLCP, is the Executive Director, Outside Line Safety for the National Electrical Contractors Association, or NECA. He is a journeyman lineman and member of IBEW Local Union 70 in Washington, D.C. He brings more than 30 years of experience spanning field operations, management, and industry leadership. In his current role, he leads initiatives that shape safety standards and best practices impacting thousands of electrical contractors nationwide. He served as the co-chair of the EEI Joint Contractor Safety Task Force and is a member of the Executive Subcommittee of the National Electrical Safety Code, or NESC. He also contributed to national safety policy through the OSHA ET&D Partnership Steering Committee and served on the boards of the Electrical Safety Foundation International, or ESFI, the Electrical Industry Certification Association, or EICA, and the National Cable Splicing Certification Board, or NCSCB. Heather Moran is the owner of Level Ascent Solutions, which uses unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS, to offer aerial data solutions to improve efficiency, safety, and speed, empowering businesses across industries. Heather earned her SUAS Level 1 Thermography certification and earned her undergraduate and doctorate degree at the University of Cincinnati. Thanks again to Mike and Heather for sharing this wonderful article with our T&D World subscribers. Also, if you have a story in mind that you'd like to share with T&D World, please reach out to me. If your utility is using technology in an innovative way, I would love to hear about it. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or connect with me on LinkedIn or at Instagram at Lyman World. Also, when you're on our website, make sure you check out the second playlist for Line Life Listens. I just released this playlist to give you about an hour of songs that you can listen to while you're out on the road responding to a storm or driving to a job site. If you have a playlist that you're listening to on the regular that you'd like to share with other line workers and our Line Life podcast listeners, make sure you send me the link to it. You can email it to me again at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or share it with me on LinkedIn. I may feature it in an upcoming issue of our Lyman Life e-newsletter and also on our website. Thanks again for listening to this episode in our In Case You Missed It series for the Line Life podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Line Life Podcast.